This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 31st, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Free riding skyrocketed under Romney Care in Massachusetts, and it came at the expense of taxpayers elsewhere in America. In evaluating one claim in a presidential debate, it took a little while, but the fact-checkers eventually did verify the facts. So says Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute.
There's something interesting that happened as a result of a charge that Rick Santorum made against Romney Care in the last presidential debate. Mitt Romney has always defended Romney Care on the grounds that it reduced free ridership in Massachusetts. It reduced the incidence of people showing up at an emergency room expecting free care because it expanded health insurance to people. What Rick Santorum pointed out was that, in fact, after Romney Care became law, free ridership increased fivefold from 2006 to 2008. Now, after that, Romney said that was simply impossible. After that debate, the fact checkers went to work. They asked Rick Santorum, where do you get those numbers? Rick Santorum actually mentioned an article that I had written in the Wall Street Journal just a couple of days before. And so the fact checkers, this is sort of funny, the fact checkers at factcheck.org emailed me at about 11:45 p.m. the night of the debate. I was already sound asleep, so I didn't respond. And they waited until 1:30 a.m. the next day, less than 2 hours. And not having heard from me, they went ahead and published their fact check. They declared that Romney was right. After I spoke with them the next morning, I explained that what Rick Santorum was talking about, the data that I cited in the Wall Street Journal, referred to some findings by the Massachusetts Division of Insurance, which found that after Romney Care became law, the incidence of people waiting until they are sick to purchase health insurance and then dumping that health insurance 6 months later after they got the insurance company to pay their medical bills increased fivefold. And this is actually a much more dangerous form of free riding than the kind that Mitt Romney was talking about, people waiting in, or people going to the emergency room and demanding free care. Because if healthy people are waiting until they're sick to purchase health insurance, something that can only be enabled by the sort of government price controls that you see in both Massachusetts and in Obamacare, then insurance markets can collapse. In fact, they have collapsed as a result of Obamacare imposing those price controls on the market for child-only health insurance. Those markets have collapsed in 17 states and are slowly collapsing in even more states. And I think there's an argument to be made that the private health insurance market in Massachusetts is slowly collapsing because it's operating under those same price controls, and that is accelerating since that has accelerated since Romney Care became law in 2006. Price controls that the government imposes on health insurance that tell insurers you have to charge healthy and sick people the same and you can't turn anyone away, and the individual mandate play a role here. So under both Romney Care and Obamacare, what ends up happening is even though the government is penalizing you if you don't buy health insurance, the penalty is so much less than the cost of the health insurance they want to force you to buy that it still makes financial sense for people not to purchase health insurance until they get sick. Pay the penalty and you'll still come out ahead. And when you end up needing medical care, you'll be able to purchase health insurance at the same premiums as everyone else, even though you're much sicker than everyone else. And so under Obamacare, people can save, individuals can save $3,000 a year, or families can save $8,000 a year, in some cases more, by free riding in this way. So what ended up happening with the fact checkers was, once I had a chance to speak with them, they went ahead and they corrected, factcheck.org corrected their original fact check from saying that Romney is right to saying, oh no, wait, Rick Santorum had a point. This is a type of free riding. It is more dangerous than the kind that Romney was talking about, and it has gone up since Romney Care became law. The Washington Post, they took a little longer to publish their fact check, and I think they did a little bit of a better job with it, but they essentially reached the same conclusion. Romney and Santorum were talking about two different types of free riding, but Santorum was correct in leveling that charge against Romney Care. What I think both factcheck.org and the fact checkers at the Washington Post missed is that Romney Care is really a monument to free riding. Not only, first of all, what Romney says about free riding going down because fewer people are showing up at the emergency room is really incorrect. A lot of those people, instead of showing up at the emergency room and having the government pay for their medical care through their state uncompensated care pool, now the government is subsidizing them by buying them health insurance. Well, that doesn't make them any less free riders. It's just that the government is subsidizing them in another way. And government spending on health insurance in Massachusetts has gone up. So the government is a lot more people are free riding because they are getting government subsidies for which they did not pay. Then there's also the form of free riding that Santorum identified. But if you look at why Romney pushed for that healthcare law in the first place, you'll see that it's because he wanted to preserve a form of free riding that Massachusetts was doing on the rest of the country. And to understand this type of free riding, you have to understand how the federal Medicaid program works. Each state has a Medicaid program. The federal government funds it by matching each state's spending on that Medicaid program. So if Massachusetts spends $1 on Medicaid, the federal government gives it another dollar. But what Massachusetts was doing was spending money on Medicaid, drawing down that matching dollar from the federal government, and then taxing that dollar back from the healthcare providers that had received the state money. So in effect, the state government just sent phantom funds to healthcare providers, used those phantom funds to draw down federal dollars, and then took that money back. They didn't put any money forward. They were just taking money from the federal government. They were, in effect, free riding on the taxes paid by the other 49 states, by taxpayers in the other 49 states. And in 2006, this free riding had reached about $385 million. The whole purpose of RomneyCare was to come up with a scheme to keep that $385 million when the Bush administration was trying to take it away from Massachusetts. So the whole purpose of RomneyCare was to enable free riding.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.